One day you don't like me. Yeah, I think I've had enough of you talking shit behind my back. But when we meet, it doesn't feel like that. Fake friends don't matter to me. Fake friends don't know me personally. Fake friends don't really care about me. Fake friends, they pretend to be friends. Fake friends don't matter to me. Fake friends don't know me personally.
What's up, my people? It's your boy Wes, and I'm back with another episode, Manze. I know I missed one Saturday, and I'm really sorry for that, but I told you it's something I couldn't control. I lost something there. I almost got robbed, and then my first instinct, I was walking in town, and somebody decided to snatch my bag, so I held on to my bag, and the strap broke, and it fell, and when it fell, everything broke. But I'm back like I never left, and today, as usual, we're gonna do a continuation to last week's but one episode, Manze. We are still on course for the bestie episode, Manze, and people have been sending in their stories. If you know you still have a story, Manze, please shoot it my way, and I will definitely tell you about the bestie situation. So guys, as you always know, my podcast is available on Overcast, Anchor, Spotify, Radio Podcast, and a bunch of other places that podcasts can be accessed from. If you access my podcast through links, it works with every browser you use. That's Chrome, that's Google, that's Phoenix, and that's Opera. All you gotta do is keep the link, refresh it, and it's gonna pop up when I upload. So guys, where did we leave it last off, Manze? Personally, for me, I believe that there are no female friendships that are genuine. Okay, no, not none, but most are not genuine. And the reason why I did this is because of things I've seen. I told you a story last time of someone who was messing around with her best friend's man and comforting her about the best friend's man who they're fighting with, while she's part of the reason why they're fighting. So guys, we're back with another one, and you know, this is the episode that I don't talk much. I said it last week, Niliwaambia, that you know, easy for you to see genuine. Some of y'all were saying I'm hating on chicks' relationships, but it's true. Funny enough, shorties weren't willing to speak about this issue. They were saying, oh, it's too personal. But definitely, as always, I got stories for you. I got mad stories for you. There are some who spoke, but out of maybe every 10 chicks that replied about this bestie story, none. And this is from what I got in responses. None said that their friendships are genuine, 100%. All of them said this. Even the ones who are not saying they are not genuine, their friendships are not genuine, or their friendships are genuine, they were saying, I keep my circle really small. I don't like many girlfriends. So they have one person they can trust. So it kind of tells you something. And as usual, Manze, it's yani fake friends. First, I got a story about a certain friend of mine who got mixed up with two guys, where one guy liked the friend and liked her but ended up liking her. I'm gonna tell you the story, Manze, and then I'm gonna play you two stories by two different shorties about their experiences with fake friendships. So without further ado, let's get to the first story of this shorty called let's call her H. This is what shorty H told me. So she told me, hi Wes, I once had a roommate, we were so close. One Saturday evening, she brought her male friend X over, and the male friend came with another friend Y. She came upstairs and said that I should go downstairs and say hi, because they are afraid of coming to the house. It's a really long story, so katu hapo, elewa, it's gonna be utaelewa what's going on. I went downstairs and convinced them to come to the house, and it worked. After they left, my roommate told me that X was the one who had texted me on Facebook a while ago. This is a whole other story. And he doesn't know why. I happened to exchange my number with Y since they dropped us at point A on their way out. And we were going to buy supper. Before they left, we agreed that they would come after we were done with exams, as they wanted to take us out, as we had refused because of revision. It's that time of the semester where you channel all your energy to books. Some of you can't relate. Exams were over, and your story, you're out to Kalenga. So Y texted me, and at first, ilikuwa tutu na Juliana Hali, and then one day he decided to open up. He said that the reason why he came on Sato for X was to get my number and to see me and my roomie, because he had heard some interesting things about me through her. Y was to get my number and give it to X, and that was the deal. But he saw me and liked me, and he would love to know me. X had said that if Y gets my number and gives it to him, and I fall in love with him, he'll be given 20k. So basically, ujama X ndo alituma Y achukue number ya Shorty H, and then he apewe 20k. And then she goes on to say, ni kama nilikuwa nimewekewa bet. Akaniambia sikumpea namba, angekuwa anataka angejiulizia mwenyewe. So I said that I shouldn't tell my roommate because italeta shida. My roommate is a drama queen. I couldn't risk telling her. I'd rather just keep my peace because she's dramatic. Aya. Our first meetup with X and Y was in April. Around May 2019, my roommate texted me asking me kama huwa naongea na X, but nikamwambia no, I only talk to Y, na kama there is any issue, akaniambia there is none, everything is okay. We kept chatting with Y for like 6 months. He works in Northeastern and comes to Nairobi once in a while. During that period, the 6 months, he came to Nai, and I didn't feel like meeting up with him. So whenever alikuwa ananiita out, I would give excuses. One weekend in November, Y called and I went to Northeastern. Second time us meeting face to face. I came back to point A the following day. We had bonded through chatting distance. That November, dating officially began. I didn't tell anyone that I was going to Northeastern. After 2 weeks, the same month, Y told me that he had rented a house in Nai, and since I wasn't conversant with the location, he would come with X to pick me up. Remember, these two guys are friends. I told him to come on Saturday evening as I was going home on Friday to make my hair. That Friday, I told my roomie that X and Y would come pick me up. Apparently, she didn't seem to like the idea that we were in such good terms. That fateful kai lakini wasichana. So unasikia wivu kwa nini? Kama upendi usipendeke. That fateful Friday evening, she says, fateful Friday evening. You know it's about to go down. Y texted me asking me if everything is okay with her, as she had just called X na alikuwa amejam ati kwa nini anakuja kunipick na Y. She went on to tell X that I am a pretender. Since X and Y were close, Y told me what happened. I felt bad because this is my roommate who was stabbing me in the back and calling me a pretender. Na siku hata anajua nimefanya nini. As usual, nikakanyagia story. So Sato was here and we went to point A, found X and Y waiting. My roomie was in the house. I got ready and we left. On the way, X told me that my roomie was acting up the previous day because mimi wasi mwonyeshi friends wangu na yeye ananionyesha wake. Na shangaa alikuwa anataka friends wangu wa gani, and I used to bring a lot of people from school hadi sometimes anajam. Nikaona hii nyumba msee akona attitude, nikaanza kureduce watu wanakam kunitembelea because naweza leta some of my friends. Saa zingine akona attitude hadi na feel environment, easy environment ya kuleta mgeni. But here's story of calling me a pretender, I did ignore. So shida ikaanzia hapa. This is where it goes south. This evening yenye wamemkujia X and Y, yeah, was to pick the husband to her niece at Wilson. Let's call her Z. So X alisema ni mwonyeshe bypass ya Langata to Mombasa Road because he had clients in his club in Mololongo, and he didn't want to keep them waiting, thus he won't pick up C. I came back to point A the next day, and my roomie started yelling at me that I'm the reason why X didn't pick Z from Wilson, because I was being treated like a queen. Sikia wivu tu. Jealousy. I told her that I didn't know the plans za X, Y, and Z. Hata hiyo siku ya kupick Z siku anajua ndo unaniambia saa hii. Mi nilimuonyesha tu njia. Which was true, by the way. That's what she said. Akasema mimi ndo nimecause X na Z wakosane. Be it known that I didn't even know Z at this point. I was just hearing about her. Akaanza kuopen up relationship yangu, inampea stress, inafanya watu wanakosana. Hata X na Z hawako on good terms because hakumpick at Wilson. Nikasema that is not my concern. They are adults. If they have issues, let them sort them out. Asiniingize kwa story sijui. Shorty H is becoming, I've had enough. So she started calling, building a mountain from a molehill, because Z was a friend of her brother-in-law. So his story, itamfikia ambia sis wake, italeta issues because bro wake hata mlipia fee, ataambiwa kazi yake ni kuhook up na wase shule, hadi wase wa family wanakosana. Ati nikamwambia sasa nataka nifanye aje. She said wanaume ni wengi, ulikuwa unaishi bila wae, so solution ni muachane ndo turudi like before. Wow. Are you hearing this? Like, so Shori is so jealous. It's not even about the same guy. She was into X. Her roommate was into X. So X and Y come to pick up Shori H. And she's mad to a point where she's bringing up excuses that because X didn't pick up Z at Wilson Airport, her family is gonna get involved because they are friends with the brother-in-law and she won't be paid for fees. Bruh. What? How does that even make any sense? Jesus. And then she goes on to have the nerve to say that the only solution is that Shorty H breaks up with Y so they can mend a friendship. What? Okay, cool. Let's go on. So I told her I won't leave Y because of her own reasons that I don't understand. In the presence of our two friends who came to help us solve the issue, Kofi Annan's, because things were really getting out of hand that evening, I texted Y asking if X and Z are on good terms. He said yes, but I doubted him. Went ahead and asked for Y's number. Y's number and he gave it to me. I immediately put it on loudspeaker and called X. And at that point, my heart was broken. I got so emotional for the first time in my life. So I asked Y if he was in good terms with Z. And he said yes. And if I don't believe him, I should just check Facebook. 12 minutes ago, Z had just tagged him in a photo. X na Rumi wakaanza kurushiana maneno. Cause alimwambia aachane. Now X, who the roommate is into, is in a shouting match with the roommate. And telling her, aachane na Shori H na Y, cause their relationship ni yao na maisha ni yao, aache wivu. Nikakata simu cause my roomie alikuwa nakaa karibu na angetupa phone chini juu aliaibika ya vile alikuwa insulted na mabeste wake wako hapo. Nikaenda Facebook, nikaangalia hiyo post na ilikuwa kweli X na Z walikuwa in good terms. So she was just trying to make a problem, even dragging in her family juu ya wivu. I think it's because the guy owns a club in Mlolongo. Sure is. The friends wakasema there's no need niachane na Y because that relationship yetu haina basis whether X and Z are in good terms. So they calmed us down. Next morning, the roommate said that she's not satisfied with the solution that the two friends came up with. So on a Monday morning, Shorty H is so stressed, nikaenda kwa counselor because I needed guidance from an elder. After telling her the whole story, she said that I shouldn't break up with Y, like the room, because it seems like the roommate ndo akona issues zake and I should concentrate with my books. If things get out of hand, I should just separate because she's bitter and there's nothing I could do about that. In the meantime, tusiongele your story, nilenge kabisa. Ika happen akani text ati hajarithika na hiyo decision na nataka rafiki yake mwingine atupe advice. Nikamwambia kitaka advice aende counseling na tuende naye akakata. How was it serious? Well, this short is looking for husbands though. Kwani kuna husband snatching up? Because why would you go to counseling over somebody you've been talking to for less than a year though? I don't get it, but this is somebody else's story. I have no input in that. So, akaniambia, I had other friends na tulikuwa close pia, nikawaambia, hata si concentrate vizuri juu ya hii story, nika open up, akaniambia nikuwe strong. One of them took the phone, akisema blame whoever you want to blame. As for me, I don't want to talk about this. Aka reply malipo ni hapa duniani. Nililenga hiyo text. Nilikuwa na exam Tuesday. Monday jioni, after kutoka shule, kitu nilimuuliza tu ni tunakula nini sapa. I didn't want that story. Keeping in mind that the same morning of Monday, Anna called brother-in-law akimwambia the whole story. And Zed, who wasn't picked up at Wilson, by the way, if you're not following this story, ni bestia in law.
Sasa ndo ikuwe issue kubwa. Now she wants to rope in the in-law. Ati bro wangu akisikia hawatanilipia fee, o x na y itabidi wamenilipia, ikakuwa kesi kabi. Ati ikikuwa kesi itabidi mama yako ameitwa. So now Shori is asking me, where does my mom come in such a matter? Nikamwambia siwezi leta mom kwa hizi kesi za ujinga. Nikaona anaanza kuweka status za kunichokora, but si mind. Naziona tu na si react. Hadi nikaweka caption, because I was the kind of person, ukinifanyia kitu mbaya nitajiwekea na nisikuambie, but I'll distance myself from you. Wow. End of story, guys. What? Are you serious? Are you see? Yani to somebody you don't even know is bothering you this much. Guys, tell me what you think about that story. I really need to know what your opinions are about these stories and these two men. What? Why would they? I have my own thoughts about that. I think they both were very invested in this man, I guess. I don't know, man. But without further ado, let me put you in to the next stories, manze. You're going to get some advice from a shori who says ladida a lot. And she also says, she, nisisikie mtu amekuja hapa kuniambia ati nimengoa, but she also says shori really well. So yeah, you're going to get a lot of advice from her, because wasichana mmetukanwa na wasichana wenzenu. I feel kind of vindicated right now, because it's not me who's saying it. If it was me, people would say, oh yes, you're being biased, you're a misogynist, oh blah blah blah. Guys, skieni tu wasichana wenzenyu vitu wanafanyia wasichana wengine, and you're gonna learn. Even the curve has changed, manze. It's no longer us guys who are passing shorties around. Y'all shorties are passing. Kwanza yetu inaitwa, you see, like what guys call a squad hoe. You guys have a name for it. It's called a carousel. You pass a nigga around. Munapeana references, reviews, na referrals. The three R's of online business. We, me, I'm shook. Yani, we messed with the coaches of the game, man. Four side niggas. You guys, just listen to what this ladida shori is gonna say, manze. And also there's another person who has a different story. Lakini wasichana, huyo kwanza aliwaita majina, but anyway, without further ado, let me just let you listen to this story and tell me what you think at the end of it.
Drama bin drama, Arab drama, ole drama, zote pamoja.
Hey, sasa. Like, okay, maneno ya friends. Especially madam, most of the chicks, we are not honest to ourselves, like us. Now sometimes when unapata most friendships, especially these squad girls, they are based on disrespect. Juu mmezoeana mpaka kuna venye tu, like I've been in a situation whereby nimezoeana na msee mpaka anaweza call mzae wangu nikiwa na makosa. Like hata si eti nilikuwa na makosa bigi, ilikuwa hivi. I went for a birthday. Ilikuwa bash. So si nilienda tao. So, I was using a tablet juu sikuwa na simu. Simu yangu ili spoil. So this girl, she told me, shika hii kaduda yangu juu uwezi tembea na hiyo. She had two phones like Tecno mbili, Tecno Kamu na Tecno Pop na sasa kaduda. So she gave me the kaduda. Kumbe ilikuwa na line yake ya safi. Ya safi ya kitambo. Si ya kitambo, like she had two lines ya safi yenye anafulizianga. But it's not active atumiangi. Si I went. When I tukifika kwa entrance ya club, I paid my entrance fee, and then we entered inside, we bought our drinks. Then after buying, I gave my friend that phone. Juu nilikuwa najua mimi nikilewa hiki tu nitapoteza, na iko na SIM card mbili muhimu. I gave her the phone. We partied, ikafika asubuhi. Asubuhi si mimi tukapoteleana na udem. Kumbe siko nimekumbuka nilimpea phone. Si akaenda nayo kwao. With all of us tuna stay Rongai, but her, she staying up Laser Hill huko juu, na ni mbali plus siko na do juu do iko kwa M-Pesa. So si we came home. Then the following day, this chick asked me, where is that ka phone of mine? I want that nini SIM card. But me sikuona kama alikuwa naitisha na uzuri, she was starting to spike up something. like alikuwa ana ni kuni, unaona ile kudunga dunga mse nilipuke, obviously mimi kidunga dunga sana nalipuka. She asked in a way like, kwani wewe like nikuniuliza tu na madharau. Actually ilikuwa pesa yangu. Sasa yes, sijui alikuwa anataka sim card juu ya nini. Then she threatened ati, kwani wewe, ah, she said kwani wewe unasaidia wangu vitu na urudishi. Nikamwambia hapana, narudisha nile tu iko laser hill, na nilikuwa na cut leo, nimeenda saa hii saa 8 shule na nimerudi saa hii jioni, na nikiamua kufika huko itakuwa ngumu. Dema kaanza kuteta akasema ati oh, hata nizaambia buda yako ati nitamcall. Do you know that like hiyo kitu iliniuma, like una disrespect yani, umeona tumekuwa mabeste, tumezoeana mpaka unaweza pigia mzae wangu kumwambia tufala. And then she once said, there's a time alikuwa na tulikuwa tunakaa na yeye said za kwetu, she used to go to her grandmother's place, so she used to pitia our place so that you can go to school for computer classes. Tukienda no, sasa yeye alikuwa ngana do ana nini, anabai samosa, saa zingine anaona sina credo, mamangu hakunipea, nilipewa tu fare, ananibaia credo hivyo tu for one month and a half hivi, akaenda home. 1 year later, jumi sikuenda shule, juu was pregnant. 1 year later, tuna meet. Then, tukiongea tu, hey, tumebambika mabeste, nini. Talking about helping each other, she said, we hata venye nimekusaidia, mtoto wako tu anafaa kujange kwangu anisaidie kazi za nyumba. Like, okay, mimi nikizaa mtoto, I envisioned, like, I want my son akue mtu mpoa, like, akue na pesa zake, I grow up wise in health and everything. But that thing iliniuma sana, like, you are my friend, but una, like, you are praying that my son akuja akue mtumwa kwako. Like, akuja afanye, she never said in a good way, and no one should ever say that such things about somebody's child. Mimi niliamua tu, like, okay, chicks are that way. You have to accept. Chicks are trash cans. They are dump sites. Guys. Juu, mathe, kuwa na madem, mabeshte. Actually, saizi mimi, I'm not in a space where I can have friends and call them a squad or something. Either ni kupotezana, or you find some, mtu, in my case, kuna msia asha inifixia msia. Sijui, but msia asha apewa favor. Inye alikuwa napewa in the aim of, ulete sa form. Ndiyo, tumungishe box akiwa kwa form. Sinilienda, hapo ndo na note, like, tumekaa tu chini hivi naona huyu msia, huyu dema natoka, anaenda naongea na huyu msia. Then huyu dema nakuja na nita, ati mbona uongee, why are you forcing me? Then, udem kuna siku akaniachianga simu yake, ndio nikapatanga hizo text. Alikuwa ananiambia hebu check hizi text za nani. Mimi nikirudi nyuma, obvious curiosity, kuna kuna hapa naongelea aje na sisi tunaongelea tunaongea na yeye, aniti like anikini text ya atikamfanye naona naongea na simu. Ndio nikaona like kumbe it was a plan. So like huyo chali later came and told that chick ati wewe kuniundia form vifiti. That's when I knew like ni ile story yenye tunaambia na wazazi wetu, wasichana uza wasichana ni ukweli, seti ni nini ama nini, it's true, that's all, like mzee.
Wa so most of the times I'm not able to listen to podcasts because most nakuanga busy like the whole week, hadi weekend Saturday, so mara nyingi I can't even listen because yeah, you get the point, I'm busy. But Lani mamua, let me try this segment in ya. Wesa menitumia DM and what can I say? Jesus Christ, I can relate.
Thank you very much and I thank Almighty God who is above. And I appreciate my friends also. My wife and my girlfriend. My wife. Yeah, sorry to say. I'm so sorry, my wife. Lizzle, I love you so much. Aya, I love you so much from my heart. Ne?
Not something that happened to me, but something I've been observing with these shorties. I'm a shorty too, but whoa. This is why I prefer having guy friends than lady friends, because wasichana. Umeshika masikio Wesley. Wasichana, hey! Girls will kill you when they call you boo-boo, sweetie, honey. But I hate that crap. I hate that, babe, sweetheart, blah, blah, blah. No, I hate that shit. Don't call me that if you're a chick, because that's weird. You don't call me these sweet names. Kwanza, you've forgotten this type of chicks, eh? When they'll be like, babe, sweetie, honey, in your face because they want something from you. Eh? Anonu kona do, anonu kona this, akona nguwa na penda. So be like, babe, suni saidi ila top yako ya sijui hivi hivi. And maybe it's your favorite top, or maybe ni mkubwa kuliko. Personally, I'm very skinny. So if most of my friends, like, they're bigger than me, skatai. Akinyomba nguo, hii ni kaa kumpea tu. Kuza ita nitoshea tena. Sad reality, but where females, see the thing about females, we tend to be our greatest enemies, because you'll be seated here thinking, oh, my sugar girl loves me, my nini loves me, na ako nyuma yako spewing nonsense about you. After God, fear women. I am a chick and I'm scared of girls like shit. I will explain why, because taki kutengeneza really long voice note yenye itakubo. So Wes, I was just listening to your story. Enye watu ni wabaya. But let me tell you, I don't blame this friend of yours. You know why? This chick, X, let me put it to the, according to the story that you're saying, she kind of put herself in that situation, because one, how on earth are you going to sit down and tell your female friends about how good your man's dick is? It's like you're selling it. You want her to smash him. You're putting it out there. How you gonna do that? How? Because to be honest, people tend to overstep boundaries. Like Skatai, I have my female friends, I have my guy friends, and then I have my boyfriend, for example. So whatever happens between me and my mans should clearly and obviously stay between me and my mans. And then this is the thing about friends. Whatever I tell you as a friend should clearly stay between us as friends. It's common sense, Wes. Siwezi kuambia kitu kaa beshte, then kuja nisikia na mse mwingine. Like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? Anyway. So this chick kind of sabotaged herself by telling her best friend or her close friend about how good his man is. Okay, not his man, her man is. Bruh, you don't do that. So when I do that, the chick will be like curious. Tell me, can you tell me how good this, I'm human. If you tell me how good this nini this guy is, hata mi kuna venye nitakuwa na that secret wanting. It's not that I'll do it, I will not, to be honest. Hapana, mi mambo ya watu wameonana wakiwa uchi, I do not step into. Anyway, so like, it's whatever girls do, it's kind of like food or something. Utseme Wes nikwambia, hey, there's this pizza nilionja at Debonair's, nilionja at Domino's and all. Atwes utataka kujaribu, you'll be like, hey, my friend told me about this good pizza place, so that's what I'm going to try. We human, you want to learn from other people's experience. So mse akikwambia huku ni kuzuri, obviously, utataka kujaribu. The same way as food, the same way as niggas. That's the hard truth, and that's what people need to learn. Wasichana, shida yetu tunakuanga tumebarikiwa na mdomo kubwa. Sometimes, actually, whatever I usually pray for is the ability to shut my mouth around certain people, because I do not know if I'm going to be sabotaging myself. So, mnyamaza, okay? Wes, you'll be here telling people, oh, he treats me like this, he does like this, and then he's fire in the sack. Bitch, you're just sabotaging yourself. And there will be no harm done if you just shut your mouth, no skizzer. Like, they're friends on you. Ujibamba by telling the story. Me personally, my lifetime, I've never been the storyteller. I'm more of the story listener. So I tend to learn a lot from chicks, from dudes, from everywhere. That is the thing. And as much as the girls may be sabotaging themselves, guys, Guys, you need to learn. Wasichana pia ni wabaya. Si hata story na utakula best yake and all. I will explain to you in the next voice note. We. So, there was this thing nilikuja Rungai. Sometimes mekuja to say hi to a few friends. To get away from home. Because saa zingine a home environment can be really stressful. Haya. It so happened that time walikuwa nacheza ball. Because niggas will always be niggas. Football, ladida. And jusikuwa ataka ukawa peke yangu kwa nyumba and nikaenda tu na yeye. So kwenda, it's just like a field hapo mahali, they start playing. And these guys, so unajama likuna guys, obviously some of them will come with their shorties or some shorties will just come and cheer their fellow bros and all. Haya. So I'm just seated there. Some of these chicks now are jua from school. As in, I've just heard from them. That was the first time I interacted with them. And what? Wes! Hey! Mama niliambiwa mambo. Actually, I was just listening. Niliona siwezi contribute hapo. I was single, not searching. I was just listening. Hey. So these chicks were like, manze, if these guys knew whatever happens, wangekuwa shatwa. So they're like, manze, if guys knew whatever happens behind their backs, wangeogopa wasichana, which is true, because why? Mimi ni dem nilisikiza hizo story and I was shook. Why? Because they are like, you know, guys mtaka chini, mwone dem yako, sikatai, dem yako akona bestie mrembo, sindo? So you want to tap that too. What you don't realize is that udem yako na this bestie yake, like the BFF, bloody da bullshit. Sorry, I don't believe in such stuff. Let me not, yeah, oche tuniendele. Oh, naitana hivo, bloody da, blah, blah, blah. You, the guy, will be like, I'm smashing my chick's best friend behind her back na hajui. After all, maybe ameiva kumliko, or maybe akona a certain trait ninapenda, na bado napenda manzi yangu. It's just that, I just want to explore. Hey, these two chicks, nigga, kumbe ni tag team. Amekuja kakwambia huyu mse wangu, manzi wangu ako hivi, ako hivi, ako hivi. Fanya hivi, unezo tap.
Oh my god! Wow!
You know, because sometimes some girls are just generous. Yeah, that's the word. Mko generous, even with dick. I mean, you can find it everywhere. Dick is so easy to come by nowadays, by the way. Why am I here to say time and place? After all, unfortunately, guys tend to reason more. Most guys, see what, don't take it against me. Most guys tend to reason with their second heads, which gets them into a lot of trouble. But anyway, it is what it is. So me can show like madam uka chini in the tag team, they come and sit down in our WhatsApp group. For example, them atakuwa na one main nigga, then akuwa na like 4 to 5 side niggas. Na hawa atajua, you'll be like, my shorty loves me, my boo-boo, my girl does this for me. Manze,
ulisikia wapi? Ulisikia wapi? Ulisikia wapi? Mheshimiwa, ulisikia wapi?
Like, so, this shorty, anacheza wase watano. But hachezi hivyo tu, where, for example, your guy number 2. You maybe you feel you're not so much attached to this girl, Viluna Kula or something. You feel you're not that attached. So you'll be like, wacha ninyamele bestie, ninyamele mademu. Yani squad yake, ninyamele mademu wote ni wakule. In reality, nigga, unona a baton, how you pass a baton, like umepitisho from one person to another. Hivo. In short, ni merry-go-round, it's a carousel. Tumekukula, si wote, and we'll come and sit down and be like, for example, tuseme a guy called Jay. Tutaka chini and we'll be like, hey, Jay ako aje. Jay manzi anaringa na vila na anaenda tu dakika mbili na asha pass out. Mwingine ako like, Jay ako hivi, ako fiti, ako hivi, umepitia, fanya hivi, shika namba yake, ingia box, kula hata huyo. We, females are nasty. We. Hey. Guys, what they do, most of the times wakika pamoja, they'll rarely talk about chicks. They will rarely. Mambo tu ni football, magari, nini. Yani, their conversation is constructed. Trust me, I'm such a bro. Miu kana wase, they'll not mind. Miu kana madem and some, I'll just feel out of place. Wah! Either way, guys, if ike mali kuongelelea dem, vile u dem ako hivi, it's either best friend amejileta. Sasa tuseme uko na manzi na best friend ya manzi in quotes ajilete kwako anza kukukatia. The reason why she'll do that ni because manzi yako ameenda kutangaza about your achievements, eh? Your tenacity, which word am I looking for? Your talents in procreation. I'm kidding. Your talents in murdering that coach like nobody's business. So obviously ukiona dini dembeshta komenza like beshta dini yako mekuja na nanza ku like you know, yeah. Ni manzi yako menda kutangaza. Hey. Otherwise, how are they supposed to know about your dick game if they don't know about it? Sini madema menda kutangaza. Haha. So, guys will be like, hey, niko na karo, lakini beshte yake miria na nidai. Do you know what you guys will tell each other? Kula, kwani iko nini? Because you guys are just visual creatures and all. But kuna the few, watch nisione watch, yeah? Kuna the few percentage who will resist. God bless their souls. We resist, but itakuwa ngumu because this bestie atataka kuonja. Eh? Amesikia kuna story ya rungu inaua. Anataka hiyo rungu. Hey. So you guy, itabidi umecheza kiwewe and not lose your girlfriend at the same time because what? After God, fear women.
And we're done. Guys, me, I don't know if you've learned something in these stories, manze, but me, rude awakening. Like, it's funny how out of like 100% of the responses I got, like positive responses ended up being 0.something%, like kidogo. Wow, even the people I thought would tell me that friendships are madamely genuine, they're actually not. You all really have to find one person you trust because you can't trust a whole gang of chicks. Wow, but anyway, I'm glad. Males do have fake friendships too, I'll admit, but they are in way lesser percentages. And as always, if you wanna DM me, mazeni DM, WhatsApp, letter malalamishi, WhatsApp. Two, if you also wanna reach out to me on my social media so that we can continue this conversation, on Instagram and Twitter, it's_JUS, Facebook, Wesley Jeff. Tell me what you think. Until next time, manze, bestie. Let's start, manze. I'ma tell you my opinion on the first one. Send me your stories. And I have a dope confession story coming up. If you haven't listened to anything else, this confession story is gonna knock your socks off. Where? People out here, it's a confession story for an episode I did on toxic relationships, but in a toxic relationship, bestie, yani, clowning, zote pamoja. And also, after bestie, we're gonna be doing a clowning episode, so keep in tune for that. There's a lot coming up, and it's gonna be amazing, manzi. Until next time, peace.
Fake bitches, fake love, better lay low. Fake bitches make me gassy. Oh, yeah. Yo. Fake bitches, fake love, better lay low. Real rap, real chat when I say so. Get the bag, get the paper, get the pesos. When she walk by, I be like, hey ho. Fake bitches, fake love, better lay low. Real rap, real chat when I say so. Get the bag, get the paper, get the pesos. Yo, rat, set a trap with the peso. I can never twist with a fuck bitch. Ain't get posed up like a duck bitch.